and welcome to another edition of the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla. Of course, I'm your mayor of PHNX. This guy next to me is the one and only Thunderstick. He's also the vice mayor, Jesse Friedman.
Derek, we don't always do shows on Friday.
Nah.
But when we do, we bring special guests on the show.
Yeah, it's a big deal around here. And by the way, this show's brought to you by the fine folks at the DraftKings Sportsbook app, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And Jesse is right. Today is a very special day. We are here on a Friday because we are joined by a very special guest, somebody that is becoming a fan favorite amongst all of you. It's the one and only Jake McCarthy. Jake, thank you so much for joining us, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Hey, it's been a pleasure to watch you and this very talented outfield play for this team. I guess our first question is, how has it been playing, you know, with your fellow younger guys that have kind of all been in the minor leagues around the same time together?
Yeah, it's been really fun watching their success. We've all kind of come up together through the system, you know, with the exception of Stone, who we signed like a year or two ago.
Yeah,
so, you know, it's been really fun to, you know, see all these guys develop, and, you know, we've sort of pushed each other, you know, along the way. And, you know, I'm just lucky to be surrounded with guys like, you know, Varsho and Paven, who are a year older than me. And then a couple of young guys who are, you know, a few years younger than me, maybe the same draft class. So, you know, I feel like I'm fortunate to be right in the middle of it.
So we have been calling you on social media Rake McCarthy lately with your success. Also Jake the Rake. We have a couple of memes, I guess, we need to debut and show you since we know you probably haven't seen them. But can you throw those up there, Jacob? We want to get your thoughts on some of these. We got the Rake right here. We also have this beautiful one right there of raking, but I just wanted to ask you, like, have you had any nicknames before in your career? Have you been called the Rake before?
No, I think the Reno Twitter account might have called me Rake before.
Yeah.
But sure. Your reach is pretty impressive, because I've seen my friends have sent me those
yes.
memes.
Yes,
via group message. So I think they think I'm doing the editing.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
I'm posting them, but see, at least you guys are taking credit for it.
Jake, you've had just an outstanding season all in all. And I know over the last couple months, you've certainly taken things to the next level. I believe in your most recent stint since getting called up from AAA, you're at .335, slugging .500, 17 stolen bases in the span of like 2 months. It's just really been incredible the way that you've come on over the last couple months. What's been working for you? How do you think you've been able to have all of the success that you've had here?
You know, I just think I'm not trying to do too much, as you know, as cliche as that sounds. I think, sure, you know, early in this year when maybe my at-bats were limited, you know, I was trying to do too much in a small sample size. So, you know, just trying to, you know, trust the process, to give you guys another cliche, but, you know, just yeah, just trying to, you know, keep it simple and, you know, swing at the right pitches, and, you know, regardless of where I'm in the lineup or what position I'm playing, or, you know, DH, whatever, I'm just trying to, you know, contribute to whatever we got going on. So, you know, it's kind of helped me take pressure off myself, and especially, like you guys said, with other guys having success around me, it yeah, seems like, you know, when it's been a group effort, it's, you know, it's been a lot more fun.
How has working with this coaching staff been? Because we've kind of heard a lot of guys say how much they've enjoyed Lavallo and Joe Mather and everything like that. So what are your thoughts about working with them and how they've kind of helped you progress?
Yeah, when I got called up last year, I remember, you know, Torrey calling me into the office and saying, hey man, you know, be yourself, you know, you're the new guy, but, you know, feel, you know, comfortable, you know, you're welcome. So, you know, it's nice to kind of, you know, just be able to be myself. And I think, you know, a guy like Mather, I knew him, you know, right when I got drafted, because he was the manager in AA. I know he was a hitting coordinator in 2019, because I was doing some work with them. So it's kind of nice to have, you know, all these familiar faces. And, you know, on top of the coaching staff, a lot of the older guys in the team have kind of, you know, embraced some of this, the younger guys that, you know, continue to get called up. So, you know, it's been a very, you know, friendly environment to, you know, I'm excited to come to the field every day. So, you know, I'm enjoying it, and I'm, you know, it's been fun winning more often, especially with, you know, these guys around us.
Jake, I know, I guess things didn't ultimately work out in this particular moment, but It takes guts to steal home in the ninth inning, right? And you were right there.
I mean, he was okay with that. He said he liked the move, obviously.
It was a good move. It was a good move.
Obviously, I wish my lead was a little bigger, and we spoke about that. But sorry not to interrupt, but that was one thing. He came up to me and he said, "I love that. I love the aggressiveness." So, you know, to get that nod of confidence was you know, huge.
What does it do? I mean, obviously you're incredibly fast. It's like 98th percentile sprint speed or something, according to what some of the numbers say. And you're not the only one, right? I mean, Corbin Carroll, Alec Thomas. There's so many guys on this team that have that level of elite speed. What do you guys think that does for you? And just, you know, keeping defenders on their heels, you know, making the defense kind of work and not get too comfortable out there.
Yeah, you know, playing the outfield and even a little first base, like when guys are bringing it on the base path, it definitely puts pressure on you. I think a few times I've taken second base on balls to the outfield. And,
yes.
You know, I understand how difficult a play that can be to, you know, have to throw it on the money when the guy's thinking too straight out of the box. So, you know, I just try to apply pressure just like, you know, Alec and Corbin are flying down the line. You know, Varsho is always putting down bunts. So it's, you know, I just think it's another facet of the game that maybe when we aren't out slugging teams and we need a quick pick me up, it's, you know, the hustle plays that have kind of, you know, gotten us to another level.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun to watch from a fan perspective, especially that, because it really does seem like you guys do make a difference. It does seem like that pressure makes, you know, the defense obviously have to make a play in the moment. And maybe in some cases, like you said, they know that you're looking for two out of the box. So it's just been a blast to watch you guys. Like Jesse said, your speed. I guess I have to ask you, have you actually raced any of these guys? Has there been a foot race yet between you and Alec or Corbin or anybody to see who's fastest?
No, and there's a lot of trash talk, and you, I mean, it's usually coming from me, but after seeing Corbin the past few weeks, I'm officially humbled. I've seen some of the metrics or the numbers on the way that takes off. So, you know, he flies, so it's really fun to watch him especially run. But
there was something like, what is it, 30 feet a second? I'm moving 30 feet a minute. So, I mean, that's a whole other thing that I can't wrap my mind around. But we did have a lot of fun in that game watching you with Campaign, your biggest fan. And that's just been a budding relationship that we want to see more of. But how has it been having, you know, that support from someone like him? And not only that, but kind of him as a good luck charm for you guys when he seems to be around.
Yeah, he said he's 3-0.
Yeah,
it just I guess he came to a game last year where I might have played well, and then he came to the Phillies game where I had a couple extra base hits, and he's just like, that 30 guy is my favorite player. So now we're best friends, but it is really cool that, you know, guys from, you know, the Suns come out and support us. And it's exciting when he's on the field celebrating walk-offs with us. And I finally got to meet him the other night. We had messaged very briefly after the Phillies game a few weeks back. But, you know, it's really cool. He told me he's trying to get into baseball, trying to follow it a little more. And, you know, if he keeps bringing us wins, we gotta keep
get him a front row seat, man. Get him there every game. Season ticket holder. Yeah, but I mean, you guys are kind of in the same position a little bit, right? Like the Suns were a young, exciting team, and they started to put it together. And it feels like a little bit there that there is some similarities to the way that things are coming across coming across for you guys. But we did notice the shirt. We liked the shirt, but we had some questions about the shirt.
Questions.
Can we put the shirt up, Jacob? All right, so
my only gripe, I really can't jump that high, so I'm fine with the hops. Okay. I might be faster than them.
Yeah, that's where we particularly notice this this little bit of an increase on his side, definitely. But the hops, definitely below 50%. We needed
we can get like a little bit, a little higher than that, but not much.
I'm glad he gave you so much credit for the flow, though, because the flow, of course, you guys have some incredible hair on this team, yours included. But that seems to be another topic amongst the fans of how good the hair is per player across this team.
Yeah, I tell you what, Gallon's got pretty good hair. I just throw it in the headband, man. It's kind of hard to he seems to handle it a little better without a hat or a headband on. I kind of I like to cover it up and just let it come out the back. So, yeah.
Genuinely, I think most of the questions that we got from our listeners when we said that we were going to have you on, most people just wanted to know like about your hair care routine or like how you pull this off, what shampoo you use,
things like that.
So, do you have any tips for any of our listeners out there?
No, I don't really have a particular shampoo, conditioner. I will say I shower before the game and then I throw on the hat when it's wet, and that
there
seems
you go.
To get a few more curls in the back.
There you go.
That, my
there you
expertise
go, folks.
Is very limited. Yeah.
I want to ask Jake also just about your progression just kind of over the last few years. And I know that, there have been some ups and downs over the course of your minor league career. When you look at just kind of the progress that you've been able to make here this particular season, I'm curious like what the impact was for you of kind of being sort of an up and down guy this year. I know you had a couple of minor league stints earlier in the season. How has that impacted your psyche throughout the year of, being up and then being sent back down and then coming back up again?
Yeah, it was definitely a lesson to be learned. I think, earlier in this year, like I told you guys, I was trying to, maybe I was pressing a little bit, trying to make an opening day roster or trying to make the most of limited ABs. But, once you kind of accept that, there's so much in this game that you can't control, I think it tends to become a little easier. And that's obviously a hard lesson to be learned. No one likes getting sent down or failing for that matter. But, all it can really take care of is my approach and my mindset and, always trying to be, positive and, things that I can control, like hustling and being competitive, whether it's at bats, base path, defense, whatever. So, kind of letting go of, I could be sent down, traded, whatever, all of the above. Yeah. And just going out and saying, hey, I'm in left tonight and I'm going to do my best to help, contribute to a win. So it's easier said than done, but just, trying to take it day by day, game by game, at bat by at bat. And that's kind of helped me kind of just, have tunnel vision of just, trying to take care of what I can take care of and letting the rest kind of, figure itself out.
We know your family is a big baseball family. How much have they impacted you and kind of not only your success, but we know baseball is kind of a marathon as far as getting to the major leagues and just the entire career. So how big has their support and, just them being involved in baseball impacted you?
Yeah, I've been really lucky to have family that's, they're staying up on the East Coast watching me. I could probably count on my hand how many, football, basketball, baseball games they've missed in my lifetime. I've always had a parent at my game or even like grandparents, siblings. So their support's been the best, and having two people, my brother and my dad. My brother's over in Japan right now. He debuted with the Giants in 2020 during that weird COVID year.
Yeah.
My dad had a brief stint in professional baseball, and he played baseball at South Carolina. So I feel like everything I've experienced, they've kind of done, previously. So having, a sounding board and just, people to ask questions who I'm so close to. So, they're going to shoot me straight. So it's been certainly an advantage for me in my career to kind of, be able to have that resource.
You made your minor league, or your minor league year would have been during that weird COVID year, right? Something like that you kind of, that year for you was kind of an oddity. How was that for you and kind of staying ready to play baseball throughout that whole process?
Yeah, it was, certainly a weird year for all of us, but, I didn't go to the alternate site. And Rick Short, actually, one of our hitting coaches here, was just, talking to me about things that I can get better at. And he said one of them was, my exit velos and just driving the ball in general. I wasn't doing a great job of, hitting the ball hard. So mm-hmm. I wanted to make it a point, in my batting practice, in my preparation, regardless, it was batting practice every day because there were no games in 2020. But I just wanted to come back and show that, I'm a speed guy, I'm a contact guy, but I could still, run into one every once in a while. So I just wanted to make it a point when I came back that, if my opportunities are going to be limited, it's not going to be because I'm not, you know, driving the ball or you know, making an impact in that way. And, you know, it helped. I, you know, I came back and I was driving the ball a little more. Maybe, you know, the swing got a little too big, or, you know, got a little too aggressive at the plate. But, you know, I just wanted to make it a point that, you know, if there's something I need to, you know, there's a deficiency here, I could resolve it.
Sure.
Jake, is it tough having like 14 left-handed hitting outfielders on the same team?
I mean, when we're all playing well, as long as we're, you know, helping, if we're winning more, you know, I love it. So that's another question that seems to be, you know, going around with, you know, you know, what are you guys going to do with all of these outfielders? And, sure. You know, I don't think any of us look at it like that. You know, obviously there's only three outfield positions, but we're all rooting for each other. I'm not in there tonight, but, you know, I, you know, there's no rooting against each other in this situation. We're all, you know, like I brought up earlier, we've all come up together. We're all rooting for each other. So, you know, as long as it's contributing to wins on the field, I don't think any of us really care. We're not worried about that.
We've seen you guys rooting for each other. We've seen the crane kicks going on. And I understand that is started by Alec Thomas, but we have a little a meme I think someone made of that, because that's something that people have really started to adore. So you guys are all on the beach doing that. But so what's this about, and how has this caught on with you guys?
I said in the post game with Bally Sports, it's Alec does something and it looks cool, and then I try to do it. it doesn't look as cool, but there's really no. Like there, I think there's an NFL player who maybe John Michi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did that at Alabama or something. I did the Jalen Waddles on my fantasy football team. So I've been waddling the past few days.
Yes.
There's not a ton of thought going into any of this. It's just kind of, you see something funny, yeah. You do it. And, you know, some of the guys in the dugout do it next time they get an extra base hit. So, but it's been fun. And those pictures you're showing me are pretty funny too.
Well, it's been fun to watch. And I think that's the thing, is you guys really do look like you're having a great time. I think when we see you guys in the outfield with the gloves on your head celebrating and everything, you guys just really look like you're having a great time playing the sport. And I think that's something that is very endearing to the fans. They love to see it. They love to watch you guys have that fun. And it's spreading. I think fans are really finding themselves kind of coming back to this team, especially after the tough year they had last year. And, you know, you guys are kind of a completely different team now than you were then. So it's kind of been fun to watch this transformation and, you know, led by the young guys.
Yeah. I appreciate that. You know, it's more fun when, you know, it's a group effort, and, you know, this game is meant to be fun. You know, obviously we're here to win and, you know, and compete, but you know, it's way more enjoyable when you know it's not too serious, and you know we're all together just trying to have a good time.
Last thing for me, Jake, we couldn't help but notice that you went to Scranton High School in Scranton, Pennsylvania, like right in the heyday of The Office, if I'm not mistaken. are there any connections there that we should know about? Are you a big fan of the show or anything growing up?
Or is it obnoxious to you considering you were there?
No, I actually didn't watch it until I got to college. It's one of my favorite shows after having watched it. But I remember I went to college, and because Pete in Scranton, it's like not as like The Office. Yeah, it's about, you know, Scranton. But like it wasn't until I left that people were like very fixated on it. So yeah. I would meet someone, like we're doing orientation, you know, we're doing icebreakers in my dorm. And I say I'm from Scranton, and everyone's like, oh, like The Office, like The Office. I didn't realize until I took like a step out of Scranton that how like unique that was.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm getting sick of like people referencing, you know, all these quotes from Michael Scott. I'm like, I think I need to sit down. I've had a lot of free time in my dorm. It's I think it's time I sit down and watch it. And yeah, it's hilarious. I haven't, because it got taken off Netflix. I actually haven't watched it in a while, but you know, I'm definitely a big fan of it.
Yeah, yeah, we are too. And it's one of the few things this guy's seen. So, yeah. But hey, man, we appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck, not only the rest of this year, but we're definitely looking forward to seeing you guys have a big year next year.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, see you, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
Well, That was fun.
That was incredible.
I don't know how else we can follow that up at this point, but it's great to talk to him. I'm glad we got to share the memes with him, because if he's being texted those memes, we wanted to take credit absolutely for those memes.
We're always a little scared to share those things with players because you know,
it's awkward. You never really know how
they're going to react.
You behind your back for a while, and then that's kind of it. So, but he's tremendous, and this outfield's been tremendous to watch. It's been a bunch of young guys that have really done a great job of not only, I don't know, rejuvenating the excitement of this team, but honestly, their defense is incredible offensively. You know, Jake's now hitting over 300 this season, and I would not be giving him the night off. That's just my opinion, but I'm sure a lot of people feel that way. Exciting night, though. Again, they're going to be facing the Padres. They still have a good chance to ruin the Padres' chances. I know we're going to talk about this on Sunday, but since we're here right now, Dre Jameson. Incredible.
It was against the Padres. What else were you expecting? Is against the Padres.
I was not expecting it. Yeah. That's exactly what I was expecting, and he delivered. But another scoreless outing, the fourth scoreless outing by an Arizona Diamondbacks starting pitcher making their debut in the MLB over the last four seasons. So it was just incredible to watch. He did a great job of keeping the Padres off balance. And to be honest, it's hard not to be excited about the future of this team, both offensively with guys like McCarthy and everybody in the outfield, and with what Dre Jameson is doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting to the point where, you know, Zach Gallen, Merrill Kelly, Ryan Nelson, Dre Jameson, Brandon Pfaadt right around the corner. Is that five? I think that's five.
That's five.
Pretty sure that's five.
That counts as five.
That counts as five.
One, two, three, four, five. Yeah.
So you're getting to the point where the rotation of the future for this baseball team is kind of starting to take shape. And it's not necessarily to say that, you know, 2023 is going to open with exactly those five guys. There's other guys in the mix. You know, Madison Bumgarner is, you know, still here for a couple of years.
In the comments again. Call me up.
Yep. There you go.
Just wait.
But you're getting to the point where it's not just the position player side of this team that's coming together. It's like, oh man, this starting rotation could be pretty darn good here as soon as pretty much next year. We're kind of starting to see the beginnings of that right now. So it's an exciting baseball team, Derek. It is just an exciting baseball team. It is fun going out there and watching these games every day.
Not to mention playoff implications. You want playoff implications? Well, they could spoil the Padres playoffs right now. They could get them on the wrong foot. A game and a half back, Milwaukee is behind the San Diego Padres. Diamondbacks have three more games in this series with the Padres. So it's a good chance for them to stick it to an NL West rival and give another team that we really kind of don't like much in the Milwaukee Brewers a chance to step in there. But hey, it would be great to just rid the rest of the playoffs of the NL West so that we're all in the same boat together here during the postseason. Make sure if you don't get a chance, if you haven't had a chance to go out and watch this team, you don't have many more opportunities. This weekend and next weekend against the Giants is it. So make sure to grab some tickets. If you don't want to get tickets, remember cold beer and cheeseburgers is open. No reservations required.
First come, first serve.
So plenty of opportunities to go see this baseball team and have some fun before the season ends. We thank you guys so much for being here with us in the chat. We thank Jake McCarthy again for joining us. That was incredible for him to come through on a Friday, and you guys coming through on a Friday. So thank you guys again so much for joining us. You can get us on Twitter. Until then, I'm at @Cap_Caveman with a K. This guy over here is at Jesse N. Friedman. Our show is at @PHNX_DBacks. But of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thank you again for being here. Big thanks again to The Rake. And Jesse, on behalf of Jesse and myself, we thank you guys. Remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you talk to a guy that's hitting over 300 on the Diamondbacks right now.